I just think immigration in general, and a blind man can see we've had far too much for too long. And this is the problem. People try and, oh, well, maybe we haven't. They try and mix their words and you try and trip people up. You know, everybody out there knows we've had too much for too long.
No, they don't. No, Danny, please stop extrapolating your own view onto the entire populace, because it isn't shared by the entire populace. It's just not.
It's shared by a lot of people that don't want to ring up, because people find it very hard to articulate what they mean without coming across a certain way. And I think people are worried about it.
What way?
They don't call in. Well, they don't want to sort of. It's not about the individual person. So it's not about the individual.
No, that's not good enough. You see, because it is about. But it is about the individual person, Danny. If you say native British means white, because there are brown and black people who were born here 50 years ago. Are they British or not? Will they forever be something other than British, and their children and their grandchildren? Are they British?
Of course they are.
But earlier you said that native meant white when you said native.
Yeah, native British does. Yeah. But they're still British, aren't they?
but even if they were born in Britain and their children and their grandchildren were born... You do know native has its origins in the word birth, don't you? That's what it means, about where you were born.
Why are we the only country on earth that doesn't have a native people? You can't talk about...
We haven't had a native people, as you call it, for centuries. We're a bunch of mongrels.
That's the narrative that you like to take.
It's the truth. It's just the historic truth.
At the census of 1951, Sheila, I've made my point. Any, you can go and have a look and see for yourself.
You have made a point, Danny. Yeah, I'm now making a different one, which is that when you use the word native British, you mean white. When I use the word native British, I mean people born in Britain.
Oh, right. Well, that's just semantics, I guess.
It's really not. It means that you only accept that white people are native British, and I accept that anyone born in Britain is native British. Born as a British citizen in this country.
I think what you're doing on purpose is sort of not talking about the issue here. I listened to your show yesterday and you were talking about multiculturalism. And the thing is, I don't recognise that. No one told me that we were going to get rid of my own culture. When did we accept that?
Where's it gone? What have you lost? What have you lost?
Well, who agreed to it?
What have you lost? Would you not have afternoon tea on the lawn anymore? Do you know what was so British and English that you now miss?
Well, when was it blindfolded under?
No,
the
tell me what you've missed. Tell me what you've lost. Name one thing. Is it afternoon tea?
I'll tell you what I've lost. I've lost walking through the town that I grew up in and looking around and recognising it.
What's changed?
Everything's changed. The shops, the people, the smells. Everything's changed. Everything's changed.
Change is life, isn't it?
No, it's not, because we should have managed our immigration policy more.
So you do want it to be whiter?
I just think we should have had less of it, that's all. There's nothing wrong with immigration, but what we've had has been far too much for too long, and I think millions of people up and down the country agree with me.
OK, Danny, thank you for your call. Really interesting, Danny, in Epsom.